Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations podcast. It is Tuesday, October 22nd, 2019. I am your host, Kelly Gamont, sitting here with Rise of Skywalker tickets securely in hand. Very excited about that. And with me today, I have two panelists who probably want to talk to me about something besides Star Wars, like I can actually think about anything else, but we're going to give it a shot. So with me today, I have Dave Hamilton. Hi, Dave.
Hey, Kelly. My favorite part of the Patriots game last night was watching the trailer at halftime, even though it was nice to see the Patriots win. So, yeah, Star Wars is on the brain for sure.
And I thought it was a nice touch that they, in fact, released the final trailer and or the latest trailer and put tickets on sale on Carrie Fisher's birthday. So, you know, there's that.
Carrie Fisher's in the movie, too, which is sort of
weird.
Oh,
yes. Yeah. It is, but we'll see.
I mean, she's been dead for a while.
Like, yes.
It's a little weird. Yeah. So there you go.
I don't need reminded, Dave. All right. Also with me today is Brian Chaffin. Hi, Brian.
Hello, Kelly.
We're going to have to explain Star Wars to Brian, I think, when we're done. He has no idea.
I like Star Wars. What are you talking about?
I'm kidding.
The sports ball.
It was the sports ball that you had nothing to do with. That makes sense.
You know, I will go on a rant about geeks who use that phrase sports ball to be, to set themselves up in an elitist way or whatever. It is literally the exact same thing that we as geeks have complained about for decades, about people marginalizing the actual stuff that we care about. So I'm very careful not to do that. And I will shame anyone that uses sports ball in a marginalized way, because there are people for whom that is their hobby and they care about it. And it's okay.
It is entirely okay. And the analogy is entirely correct. And I am entirely okay with that.
Fair enough.
I think it's mostly that just Brian wasn't paying attention to football last night. That might be all.
Right. Okay. That's okay. That's totally fine. Yeah.
It was football and I didn't watch the game. I just, at one point, my phone started melting down with messages asking if I had tickets yet. And that's when I knew they went on sale. Anyway. We're not here to talk about Rise of Skywalker yet. That's going to have to wait until December, probably. But in the meantime, the first thing we want to talk about.
Thank you. I apologize. And thank you for being the gracious target of my very generalized rant. So.
Oh, I've heard it before.
Yeah, it's true. I know. Still.
I've been okay with it the whole time.
That's valid. All right.
I try to be very well aware of my own failings. I try.
Same. Yeah.
No, right.
We are happily imperfect here.
Well, yeah. One of my failings is that I fail sometimes. So, you know, I'm sure there are some failings I don't accept. But anyway, AirPods Pro.
This has been daily therapy observations with Kelly, Dave, and Brian. So what we want to talk about right now, the first thing we want to discuss after fashion is AirPods Pro, new ones that are going to be a little more feature laden, I guess. Brian, what have you heard about this?
So the Economic Daily News, Chinese publication, put out a story that Apple would release AirPods Pro the end of October. This sort of dovetails with 9to5Mac uncovering a reference to AirPods Pro in iOS 13.2 betas. Mm-hmm. But what the Economic Daily News says is that they'll be priced at 8,000 NT. I don't even know. What does NT stand for? It's not. Is that yuan?
I think so.
I'm assuming it's one.
Question. It is Taiwanese new dollars.
That makes sense. Let's
okay.
go with that.
Okay.
Regardless, as of the publication date, which was, I guess, 2 days? No, it was Friday. That was $260. So that would be the theoretical price of this, although, you know, who knows what it would actually be priced at in the States, and who knows if they have any idea what they're talking about.
The leaks about, like, products that come from Asia don't have pricing data. Like the people making these things generally, the people literally manufacturing them generally don't have an idea about this is what it's going to cost, but maybe they do, you know?
Well, and that's one of the things that we've long talked about when it comes to leaks from the supply chain is that there's almost always a kernel of truth, almost like
right.
Close to always. Mm-hmm. There is some kernel of truth to a leak coming out of the supply chain. It's the conclusions reached by the people reporting that leak
where
things often go astray. And sometimes that's going to be an analyst, and sometimes that's going to be a publication like Digitimes, and sometimes it's going to be a publication like the Economic Daily News. But there is usually always something to this. So, but I wouldn't bank on that price. But at the same time, that price sort of feels right-ish to me. I know that Dave has some different ideas on that. But the big thing that it's going to have is a different design. I'm guessing that's going to form a seal in your ear, so it's going to be more in ear than the AirPods are, and that it's going to do noise canceling.
That makes sense.
So, yeah. If it's going to do noise canceling, it has to seal at some level. You know, it might not need to seal fully, like, you know, 30 dB or something, because noise canceling is the passive noise canceling is simply sealing in your ear, right? That's what passive noise canceling is. Active noise canceling is when there's microphones involved, usually, and it is creating some signal out of phase with what noise is happening around you so that you don't hear that noise, right? And so that's the active part of that. And in order to make that work at any realistic level, you want some kind of a seal on or in or around the ear. Otherwise, it's much more difficult to do.
Sure.
That said, you mentioned the price of $260. You know, when the AirPods first came out, there were very few, but a few, true wireless in-ear buds available. Earin was sort of the big one, and there were a couple of others, but they were all like $300. And when I say true wireless, I mean what AirPods are, which is two separate devices. They go in your ear. There are no cables, and they are not connected to each other with wires or anything else with wires in any way. Earin was out there, and when AirPods came out, I was shocked at the price. And in fact, every vendor that I talked to in the market that either had a product or knew about, you know, a product that they had coming was like, crap, Apple just screwed us. Like, we can't manufacture earbuds like this for that price. Like, or sell them, you know, we can't manufacture them and make a profit selling at that price. Crap, you know, Apple is buying their way into this market with this, you know, artificially reduced price. At the time, that was definitely true. Also at the time, though, as good as AirPods are, and I will state once here, and it can last forever, I am very impressed by the sound of the AirPods, far more impressed than I ever expected to be.
Likewise.
That said, everything else that was on the market and that came out, you know, shortly after AirPods at that $300 price range was way better audio quality. So it was like, okay, I mean, you know, fine. There's some differences here. You know, the fact that AirPods don't seal contributes to their lower audio quality. You can't get low end properly if you're not sealed well, you know, that sort of thing. But since then, there have been a lot of companies. You know, the one that floats to the top of my list very quickly is Anker's Soundcore brand.
Yeah.
That have been putting out earbuds, like quality, true wireless earbuds at $99 or less, and still with better sound quality than the AirPods currently have. Again, fine with AirPods. I lied. I said it twice now. But they're, you know, well, it's better.
You're going to talk about price. And so I pulled up the page for AirPods. And if you want a pair of AirPods, like, I guess, version one with the lightning charging case, there's no wireless capability. A new pair of those is $159. And if you want a pair with the wireless charging case, that's $199.
Yep.
So if you want the Qi charging, that puts you at $200. So just to give people an idea of where we're looking at, like, financially, like, that's the sticker price on a new set of AirPods.
And honestly, a $40 delta just to have a Qi coil in that thing is like a massive profit center.
Oh yeah.
Other people are doing it way cheaper than that. But it's fine. It's Apple. It works. They're able, because They control your iDevices and your Macs. They are able to hack their way into the auto pairing, right? Like, you know, there is no magic to the way that AirPods pair. They are still pairing to your devices with Bluetooth, right? The magic comes from the fact that Apple can keep a database of all Bluetooth Mac addresses assigned to you. And when you go to pair your AirPods, it just magically does it because it's the same process, except your devices already know about you, about each other, because Apple has this big, massive database. It's a major hack, but it works. You know, it's fine. It's if Apple's fine with keeping that database, then everything's fine. So, you know, you have to manually pair your AirPod, you know, your Anchor Soundcore Liberty 2s or something, which you can buy on Amazon for $99 today. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, fine, you know, but otherwise, it's all the same once it's all good. So, yeah.
So in the meanwhile, a couple of weeks ago, Google announced the Pixel Buds 2 at $179. And then Microsoft has got, what are they doing? They're the Surface earbuds at $249.
Okay.
And I wouldn't be surprised at all to see the original earbuds stay on the market and AirPods Pro come on the market at $249. That wouldn't surprise me at all.
I could see that. Or even $59, that seems to be a price Apple really likes, because, you know, the current edition's $159.
I mean, that's all gut feeling reaction. I think Dave's stuff was all pretty much gut feeling reaction too. I don't have any data to back this up, but if you look at what Microsoft just announced, and if you look at what Google just announced, and if you look at the stunning popularity of the AirPods to begin with, keeping the original ones on market, maybe at a slightly reduced price, and introducing the Pro ones at, which also feels right to me, introducing the Pro ones at $249, that really seems like it's in keeping with Apple's usual pricing strategy.
Yeah. The only thing that's odd to me about any of this is when we first talked about you know, refreshing things and maybe getting new hardware out of Apple, and, you know, this new iteration of AirPod rumor doesn't want to go away, is, well, there will probably be an event in October because we will get new iPads at that point, like we have been, you know, after all the phone stuff sort of settles down, we get the new iPad event. And that's usually in October, and there's not a lot of October left.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think there's an event happening in October. It usually has been this week, because it often conflicts with my wedding anniversary. But, you know, that's how that goes. So, yeah, I don't think it's happening in October. I think that's fair. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But, and even if it had happened in October, or if it somehow does happen in October, and I don't think that Apple would announce AirPods Pro without a media event. I don't think this would be a press release product.
No.
Really?
Right. Do you agree with that?
No, I think were the first AirPods released with more than a press release? I guess they were. Yeah.
They were part of a bigger event.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Apple seems to like to make a big deal about things with the Pro moniker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, unless they're not AirPods Pro, unless that's not the name.
Okay.
AirPods 2. If not the name, but I think it probably will be the name.
No, I actually don't disagree with you, but they could be AirPods 2, right? Like,
Yeah. That's probably, could be.
But, you know, it's easier to market AirPods Pro with noise canceling. Mm-hmm. Alongside AirPods without noise canceling.
So let's dig into that name for a minute, though, because so far we've just been talking about new AirPods. I mean, we've called them AirPods Pro, but we haven't talked about anything that would warrant a Pro moniker other than the price, right? If these things come out and they are truly not just we have noise canceling, we have an ear seal. That's kind of, it's table stakes in that lots of other people are doing it, and audio quality on them is not pro level audio quality, right? Mm-hmm. There are some people doing it with pro level audio quality in that, you know, $250 to $400 range, let's say. So if Apple calls them AirPods Pro and puts them in this, you know, higher tier range and doesn't add Pro audio quality to them, that's weird.
Yes.
To me. And that's where my reactions were coming from. But
I don't think Apple would make that combination of mistakes.
I agree with you. Yeah. No. So these would have to be, you know, either a larger driver. I think the current AirPods are a single balanced armature. They are not a dynamic driver. Dynamic driver might be really tough to do in a true wireless earphone, because it takes more power to like literally move that driver back and forth, whereas the balanced armature can move with very low power. But you know, maybe they choose to put, you know, a crossover in them and have a couple of different armatures in there, one for low end, one for high end. Like there's ways to get Pro quality sound in this sort of limited form factor, if you will. And maybe that's where they're going with this, but that also seems weird. That would separate them from the masses, right? It's like, well, if you don't care about Pro sound, don't buy these. But also at that same time, it's like, well, therefore you don't also get noise canceling or any of these other things that the market has not deemed to be Pro features. Apple, of course, may redefine what the definition of Pro features is. But for most of us, it means high quality sound.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Like when I was debating getting AirPods, you know, I remember one of the things I was considering was, and that was before, you know, before we got the wireless charging edition, I was sort of like trying to hold out to see if there was going to be an iteration. And the only things I could really think of that were lacking in the original iteration of the AirPods was getting to invoke Siri from them, and then noise canceling. And those were the only two things I could think of that I would want out of headphones that I couldn't get from the ones Apple wanted to sell me at the time. Then the second iteration came out with the wireless case, which I did buy. And because, you know, there are times I feel like I have too much of my money and I need to give some to Apple. So I do things like buy the wireless AirPods with the charging case and sure. With the wireless charging case. And then, you know, like noise cancellation is still something that I'm curious about, even in other headphones. And especially, you know, if you can do it, you know, like the ones you mentioned, Dave, from Anker for $99, that sounds pretty compelling for a lot of folks. So
Yeah. I haven't tried the Liberty 2s yet. They just appeared on Amazon, but I have used previous iterations of their Liberty stuff. I mean, they know what they're doing.
They really do.
You know, yeah.
When I go out and buy gear, it's Anker's usually top of the list if they make something for what I'm trying to buy. Yeah. So
I mean, like anything, you might have complaints with the fit of these, you know, universal fit in earbuds is a misnomer, right? They're real. It's most size. One size fits most is really what it comes down to. And all of our ears are different. In fact, my left ear is tougher to fit earbuds into than my right ear, which, okay, you know, it's fine. So we're not all symmetric with humans. We talked about our flaws at the beginning. There's one of mine. but, you know, it's just how it is. So you may not find they fit well, but if they fit you, then you will find, I believe you will find, you know, that these Anker things, and there's others too. I mean, there's some that are brands you've probably never heard of. Like Roken is another one. Now that's like $50 or less, and they actually make some really good stuff. Rowkan. Like, you know, there's a lot of companies out there doing this right now with great quality, and I don't mean Pro quality, but I mean great quality, two different things. With great quality and reliable, and you know, like these Anker ones have 8 hours of playtime or something per charge, and then there's three extra charges in the box or whatever. I mean, it's, you know, it's like just like anything else. It's all it's good stuff.
And one of the things that I think is interesting is, you know, even if you don't mind the wire around the back of your head, which is what we're talking about with other sorts of Bluetooth headphones, whether they're on ear or in ear, If you have the wire around the back, like I've used some of those that sound great.
Oh yeah.
So, you know, if that part isn't a huge concern, I sort of, at first I resisted AirPods cause I just took one look at them and went, okay, I'm going to lose that one. I'm going to lose that one. And then I'm going to lose the case. And that's going to be that. And that's a lot of money to just lose. So, you know, I didn't get them at first. And the wired ones I have with the wire around the back, you know, Bluetooth headphones, they're pretty great. I have, I'm totally blanking on the name of my headphones. I'm going to have to pull them out here and take a look.
That's actually the point I was trying to make is there are a lot of different vendors you can get these from. You know, JBL makes great headphones, but yes. so do brands you haven't heard of. You know, they aren't all great though. Like, you know,
oh yeah.
Buyer beware, of course.
Yeah. I have a pair of their JLab headphones.
Yeah.
And they're great. And they've served me very well through many summers of mowing the lawn. And still being able to listen to music while I do it. So,
yeah. Yep. Yeah. It has become a commodity is really, I think the point here. And Apple needs to do something. I mean, they're Apple, so they can get away with, you know, charging a little more for the added convenience that they can definitely provide if you have, you know, if you're pairing these with your other Apple devices and the buying experience and all of that, you know, it is a premium product that you get when you buy anything from Apple. So that's fine. And there's nothing wrong with that, but yeah, Pro is an interesting thing. Pro with Bluetooth headphones is regardless of vendor is sort of an interesting thing because you're always going to have some sort of quality loss with Bluetooth,
right? Because there's no wire.
I don't think Apple would make the mistake of calling them Pro without them being Pro.
I agree with that. I'm just curious what that means. Like that's what I'm sort of musing on is what's inside them that we haven't heard about, because what we have heard about does not make them Pro.
Even the noise canceling?
Yeah, that's table stakes. $99.
Okay. So do you think that, so I'm going to ask you both this question. I'm going to start with Dave. Do you think we're going to get a new iteration of Mere Mortal AirPods that has noise canceling? Or do you think we're going to get Pro, which is a bigger designation and it's going to include more stuff that we just aren't discussing right now? Better audio quality or more sensitive microphones or better shape or nicer universal seal or what? Like,
yeah, I think we are going to get new AirPods. All the features that we've heard about, the noise canceling, the sealing and all of that, like that's an upgrade from where we are with our current AirPods for most people. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that's enough to call them Pro. I think we're getting something new and I think the original AirPods stay the same because the original AirPods serve a great purpose. Not sealing is part of the reason I like them. I can walk around in a, you know, city crossing streets and not worry about getting squished. Mm-hmm. Whereas if something seals, that, you know, please no, not in that environment.
Yeah. Brian, how about you? Do you think we're going to get a new iteration of AirPods or do you think we're going to get Pro and it's going to have some bigger batch of features?
I think that our listeners are witnessing the embodiment of the blue dress, gold dress, or glass half full, glass half empty. Because I think that if I look at what Apple has been doing with the Pro moniker, mm-hmm. to me, it makes a lot of sense for Apple to want to do that with AirPods too.
Okay.
AirPods also. And I, at the same time, am confident that if Apple does release an AirPods Pro, that it will be worth that moniker, that they won't make the mistake of it not being Pro.
Okay.
So which is, it's like the flip side of what Dave is saying. Like Dave is expecting something new, doesn't really see the Pro bit. I'm putting words in your mouth, Dave.
No, you're really, right. Yeah.
And therefore is is suspicious about whether or not it would even be called a Pro. And I'm like, yeah, Apple's going to do something new and it's going to have some new features and they're probably going to call it Pro. And therefore those features will probably warrant the name. So it's absolutely two sides of the same coin.
We're seeing the same thing. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
Well, before you violently agree some more, I'm going to go ahead and call it there for today. I want to thank both of you for being here. Dave, thanks so much for coming by.
Thanks for having me. Fun stuff.
Yeah. And Brian, thanks so much for being here, telling us about the new AirPods.
For sure. Good to be here. Thanks for having us. Good times.
I've been your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other.